We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Thanks so much for being with us. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? You know me. I'm all good. It's Friday. We're living for the weekend. Got all kind of stuff coming up. We got dogs going to murder somebody. Got the Braves that tricked off a game last night, need to get right. Falcons playing a game that they should win. Hawks Media Day, about to have Coach on in a second. Going to have Trey on at the top of the next hour. So, I mean, it's going to be a busy Friday. Weather is right where y'all need it. You know, you guys that sweat a lot. I'm not a big sweater, so I don't worry about it. But I look at everybody celebrating. But, yeah, it was a little different coming out that door this morning. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was a little nip in the air.
It wasn't nip. It was just a little tint.
A little crisp.
A little tint.
A little crisp in the air.
A little tint and everything.
Yeah. And, you know. Seasons change.
Yeah.
It's not going to be 90 degrees every day. It was 94 degrees yesterday.
It was so great.
And then today, somehow, it's fall.
We got in I wanted to get in the last pool, we got a pool. I might get in the pool four times a summer. Mm. You know, it's just fun to sit out there and watch your kids. So, it's just going to sit there not looking because it's too damn cold to get in it.
Oh, now, yeah. Now it is.
Yeah,
so, did you get one last dip in yesterday?
I put my feet in.
Okay.
Yeah, I put my feet in.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah, put my feet
in. Get in a little bit. Enjoy it. But yeah, I mean, actually, yesterday was the first day of fall, so I guess it makes sense that the weather changed a little bit. But Randy's right. Tons to get into today. It's going to be a jam-packed show. Nate McMillan is going to join us here in, 60 seconds from right now as Hawks Media Day is underway up there at their practice facility. Mike Conti is on the ground up there, and we got a little headset set up. So Coach will join us. It'll sound like we're sitting right next to him. Chat with him. Trey Young in about an hour from right now. That'll be a lot of fun. Obviously, a very important offseason for Trey. But it's do or die time for the Falcons, man.
Yeah, man.
You've been out west to try to take advantage of, you know, just getting acclimated to the time change and all that, not having to go back and forth across the country a million different times. You're playing against a football team that you are better than on paper, at least similar to on paper. And if you're going to get a win in this early part of the season, we saw Cleveland play last night. Cleveland looked pretty good. Cleveland got some talent on that football team.
They're good.
You're going to get a win early in this season. They're better than the Falcons are.
Yeah.
You get a win early in the season, Sunday feels like the time to do it.
Yeah, man. I mean, they match up well. I mean, not saying they weren't bad, because you will automatically come to the season when some people do this win-loss before when the schedule comes out. You know, the Falcons, they're in a situation where all they get – I just want to see them play four quarters. Win or loss, just want to see them play four quarters.
Yeah, put together four quarters of football
that's
you're
the
proud
thing.
Of.
I want to see four quarters of football from the Falcons, and hopefully you get it this weekend. You know, when you look at – we talked to Nazem all week about the Kyle Pitts targets. I think he's going to have a big day tomorrow on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, just try to get you one and then come back home. And then, you know, we saw Cleveland play last night. It's one of those things where can you muster up enough to go get a good football team? Now, we all know that team right now starts and ends with number 24. He was amazing again last night. I'm talking about Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt throws in there.
Brian asked me a question before the show that, Nick Chubb was my answer. But if you had to win a game this weekend and you had to start by picking the running back,
uh-huh.
Is there any other running back in the NFL you'd rather have than Nick Chubb
Nobody.
Right now?
Nobody.
I don't think there is.
The one thing about Nick is Nick – this is just my – no, hell. I think Nick Chubb is the most consistent running back in football.
Yes, and the numbers back that
and
up.
And Nick Chubb, and I thought about this last night when I was watching the game, Nick Chubb will quietly have a Hall of Fame career like Curtis Martin.
Hmm.
Not as soon as Curtis. I bet a lot. How many people know that Curtis Martin is a Hall of Fame running back?
Yeah, probably not
you
a
know
ton.
What I mean? He has that kind of consistency about him that Curtis had. You know, just consistent is going to get you 1,300 yards every year, mm-hmm. and then the touchdowns are there. Quiet, unassuming, respected by the whole league. That was Curtis Martin. Curtis was a bad boy, but I'm just saying that I can see Nick Chubb on that if he stays healthy, of course. On that trajectory right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just give him the football, man. Like they gave him the ball enough times last night. They moved the ball pretty good. I mean, look, the Steelers have weapons, and that catch that George Pickens made is one of the dumbest things that, you know, I mean, that's one of the craziest catches you're going to see. I don't feel the need to get into a debate about other Odell Beckhams and stuff like that. I'm just saying that catch right there was one of the craziest catches you're going to see all season.
Let me tell you something, man.
But then they threw it to him like twice after that.
If
throwing the ball,
Andy. If body language, because you know one of my favorite phrases, this moon. If body language was that word, you saw it on all the Steelers receivers' body language last night about Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
Now,
not that guy.
He made some nice throws.
He played pretty good.
He played pretty good.
He played as good as Mitchell Trubisky can play.
Yes. That's what I'm saying, and you still lost.
Yeah, and you still lost.
You still lost.
Which is frustrating. We'll get back to that. Obviously, we'll spend a lot of time on the Falcons, 15 minutes away from what's trending, but it is Atlanta Hawks Media Day, and we're excited to welcome in a guy we spent a lot of time talking to over the last couple of seasons.
Coach!
The head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, Nate McMillan. How are you, Coach?
I miss you guys, man.
How
give
are
it to
you,
me
coach?
One more time.
Coach! Coach
Nate!
Coach Nate!
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, coming off this long summer, just really too long of a summer for me. And but I'm excited to get started tomorrow and, you know, looking to get back out on the floor.
If you had to dial into a couple things that you're – because obviously you're excited for the season to start and the team's back and there's a lot of great players and all that. But, like, what are one or two of the things that took place over the offseason that have you most excited with the season just around the corner?
Well, I think the big addition is Murray, you know, DeJounte Murray been added to our roster. You know, Kevin Huerter, I really, you know, that was my guy. Gallo, we really lost some really good players, but we've added an all-star to our roster, a guy that is a two-way player, a guy that I feel will be able to establish our defense. We add another ball handler out on the floor that can play along with Trey and allow Trey to play off the ball a little bit more. We won't totally take the ball out of Trey's hands because he's so special with that ball in his hands. But now it does give us another option to give the ball to Murray and allow him to run Trey through the offense. And teams just can't lock in on Trey and him handling the ball.
Coach, it was said that earlier in the spring and everything, you went down to Oklahoma, see Trey, and was working on some things. Was that some of the things that you were working on with him, how to move without the ball and things like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I went down to Oklahoma City, and we spent, you know, a day, 2 days together. And basically, I wanted to really talk to him about the season we had just come off of and, you know, areas where I can improve and where I felt he can improve. And I wanted to talk to him about, you know, what does he think he needs to work on? And, you know, wanted to talk to him about some things I thought he needed to work on. Just coming out of that Miami series and, you know, seeing the defense and the coverage that they had against us, you know, playing him off the ball and allowing him to come off some screens, a little bit more movement with some things that I wanted to work on. So we went through some drills and, you know, some catch and shoot and basically playing on second side of the offense and, you know, just playing off the ball. Ran him through those drills and, of course, he was out of shape at that time, you know, but really exciting. Just wanted to just give him a feel for some things that I wanted to try and do this season. This is before we even got Murray. Mm-hmm. You know, this was just something that I felt we needed to do. You know, teams last year were playing box and one and you know, playing bigger defenders on Trey and face guarding him and doing all of those things. And we can make some adjustments with just running him through the offense. and working on him coming off some pin downs.
It feels like the word versatile might be appropriate for what the offense would be able to do this. You're taking Trey off the ball, DeJounte Murray with the ball in his hands some, Trey obviously with the ball in his hands, and all the other weapons you guys have too. Like, how much more does it open up for you as a coach to be able to come up with stuff and be creative to try to put these guys in positions to make the offense as good as it can be?
Well, really, it's a feel thing. You know, once we get into the season and we see these guys play, and we want them to, you know, I'm not going to mix up the combinations of players early in training camp, because they need to play together and they need to learn each other's tendencies and build that chemistry out on the floor. So that starting unit of Trey and Murray and Dre and John and Clint, I want those guys to play as much as possible, because really it's a short off season for us. We only got 4 preseason games, you know, so day one tomorrow to start practice, those 5 will be working together. And as I see them play together, then I can kind of personalize this offense to take advantage of all of our guys and what they're capable of doing, you know. So we may see something like DeAndre handling the ball out front and have Murray and Trey coming off of pin downs, you know. So I think we can do something like that. And it's just a matter of putting them out on the floor, seeing what they are capable of doing. But it will give us, an opportunity to really put the ball in a number of guys' hands.
Coach, you said it earlier. You lost some guys that we've grown to love here in Atlanta. You're talking about Kevin Hurd, you're talking about Gallo and those guys, but you added some the Holiday Brothers and all those things. How do you incorporate them as far as you talked about your starting five, but incorporating those guys off the bench?
Well, you know, those guys, I had Aaron and Justin in Indiana, and they are pros. You know, those guys, they come in and they are prepared. They allow the coach to coach them. You know, they show up and they are ready to go. So adding those two guys to the roster and adding pros in the sense that they can play, they're going to have themselves ready and prepared. I think they've shown versatility. When I had them both in Indiana, you know, Aaron can play with the ball. He can play off the ball. He's a two-way player in the sense that he can defend. He will get after you. Justin was basically a insurance policy for me when I was in Indiana. He played the 2, 3, and 4 position and was able to guard all 3 positions. So this guy's a guy you can just fill him in at a number of different positions. And you know, he's going to have himself ready to go. So I'm excited to work with them again. And Mo Harkless is a young guy that I played against, but haven't had an opportunity to really see him a lot. Kaminsky, basketball IQ is off the charts. He is a guy, a spread 4-5 that can handle the ball, can shoot the ball. Just really high basketball IQ. So looking forward to those so-called veterans coming in and being added to our roster, because we lost a lot of experience in the sense that we lose a
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Kevin Herter, we lose a Gallinari, we lose a Lou Williams. It's a lot of times it's tough to replace that experience.
Coach, we appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, Coach.
We're looking forward to the season. Right. Have a safe trip to Abu Dhabi and enjoy it.
Make sure you stay hydrated out there now, all right?
Absolutely. We're going to take plenty of water.
Hawks head coach Nate McMillan spending some time with us from Hawks Media Day, because that's what they do next. Their first couple of preseason games are against the Bucks in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty far away.
And it's pretty hot, Andy.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
I hope they're playing inside.
Of course they are. Okay, but dude, man, you ain't going to be inside the whole time. You got to walk somewhere.
Okay.
And they come out, that heat come through like whoosh.
Yeah. It's a dry heat.
It don't matter. It's heat.
They say.
It's heat. Hot is hot. Humid or not.
Nice to talk to Nate McMillan as the season is just around the corner. Trey Young will be with us in about 45 minutes. We'll talk to him as well. And Yeka Okongwu in the noon hour. So some Hawks guests sprinkled in throughout the entire show, but a lot of football as well. It's a very big weekend ahead of us. Some college games to talk about next. Some NFL games to talk about next. Braves couldn't score a damn run yesterday.
One run.
We'll get to all of that coming up in What's Trending after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ranger. Cool as a cucumber and just pitched.
What the hell is that?
That's the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Rob Thompson, with his comment last night about Ranger Suarez. I guess Snit didn't talk after the game yesterday.
Snit was like, hey, you know what?
I'll say one word for every run you bum scored today.
Yeah.
Oh, zero words.
Zero, so I'm going.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Baby, let's go.
You guys go talk to the media.
Hey.
I wasn't the one that left all those guys in scoring position.
My
you
God.
Were.
Snit's probably right. Baby, hey, Bo. Cash us out. We out of here, man. Stick probably left last night in his uniform, too. Just irritated. What a raggedy that was last night.
Yeah, it was fast, I guess.
It was.
If you're going to say anything good for the baseball game, it got over quickly. Yeah, Braves lose 1-0 yesterday to the Phillies. Ranger Suarez got his revenge. Ranger's revenge yesterday against the Braves. Max Fried, not his best, still only gave up one run, but only got through five because he was kind of laboring. They were doing a good job getting his pitch count up. They kind of had the Spencer Strider game plan against Fried yesterday. Still, only gave up one run, so he was able to keep it close. Dylan Lee came in. The best thing to me about yesterday, two good things, I suppose. Michael Harris continues to be unbelievable in center field.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't ever have to dive for balls because he gets the best jump off the
bat. It's so funny because when he – like, a couple of those balls, Marcel could have got it.
Yeah, get out of the way, buddy.
Yeah, that's how it looked. Yeah. Marcel was – oh, never mind. He got it.
And there was that one bloop double down the left field line where Marcel – did he think it was going foul? Like, at least he didn't fall.
Yeah.
But he just – man, he's not a good – anyway. Yeah. So his jumps off the bat, incredible, Michael Harris. And I thought A.J. Minter might have had his best appearance
good.
Of the season
last
night.
He was good, man. They were good. They
just
were good.
Really looked good in that eighth inning or that ninth inning, whatever it was. But, yeah, I mean.
Couldn't bring anybody home.
Couldn't get anybody home. Had a couple really good opportunities late in the
game. Bases freaking loaded.
Bases loaded with Michael Harris up in the seventh inning. That's what you want. Like, that's an ideal situation. And then you had Grissom and Harris both up and Grossman in the ninth. And, you know, he just couldn't get anything going.
He already walked, too. But then
he did.
He did.
Grossman
walked.
Yes, that was a very bad call by the home plate umpire.
Yeah, he did. But, hey, unfortunately, they're not, you know, they didn't lose a lot of ground on the Mets. Mets didn't play yesterday, so you're 1.5 out. And you just got to go back to the drawing board tonight. Who's on the mound tonight?
Jake Odorizzi.
Damn.
Yeah. Versus Aaron Nola, who's owned the Braves this year. Hadn't had a great year, but, boy, has he been good against the Braves. But maybe it's the flip-flop. Maybe it's the Braves' revenge on Nola, because last night was Rangers' revenge.
It's Friday. Odorizzi? You sure?
Yo, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's him.
All right, he's going to pitch his best thing tonight.
He's him.
He's going to pitch his best night as a Brave tonight, Andy.
Okay.
Because we need it.
Yeah, it would be nice.
We need it, and we're going to rock Nola.
Yeah, rock Nola tonight.
Yeah, we're going to rock Nola.
I'm into that. Anyway, yeah. Braves lose yesterday. they got the Phillies over the weekend. Hopefully they can – you know, win out and win the series and keep pace with the Mets. Mets back at it tonight as well. Anyway, just not really a whole lot
Rock
to say 'em. About the Braves game from yesterday. They lost 1-0. Here's Arthur Smith as they're getting ready to play the Seattle Seahawks. They've been out in Seattle all week, practicing at UW, enjoying all the pictures. Thanks to everybody out there who's been they've just been DMing me pictures, all the Falcons people, Bassity. Sending me videos of Husky Stadium. I appreciate that, Bassity. Here's Arthur Smith talking about getting ready for the environment that the Seahawks fans create.
Yeah, they've created a unique environment here. You got a really passionate fan base. I was up here in 2007 in a wild card game when I was in Washington. Probably the loudest I've ever seen, even the year I spent in the SEC. Holy hell, that was loud in that playoff game. I think it was Joe Gibbs' last game he coached. And then we were up here in the regular season in 13. We're up here in the preseason in 12, but in regular season 13, it's an advantage. I mean, you could see it play out in the Broncos game, and we got to handle that.
That was Joe Gibbs' second stint with yep. Washington.
Yep.
Was Donovan the quarterback?
In 07?
Yeah.
No,
Donovan wasn't the quarterback.
No, I don't know. I don't know who the quarterback was.
A long time. But, yeah, I mean, I told you, I've been there six times. 1-6. It's loud as hell up in there.
It is loud.
It is loud.
It will not be as loud on Sunday as it was in that playoff
Jason game. Campbell was QB.
Oh, Jason Campbell. Okay.
Jay Camp.
Yeah, it'll be loud. It'll be loud. But it's also going to be one of those situations where you can quiet that crowd down real quick.
Yeah.
You go out there and get off to a good start. Like, the passion for that team right now is not, it's not where it usually is. And the other thing is, as fun and everybody was fired up about Geno and don't write back the people that wrote you off, all that kind of stuff, Geno throws a couple picks, that crowd will turn on him. Like, that's the thing about those loud, raucous crowds is they turn on the home team.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Very quickly.
That's what I'm saying.
If you get up early in that game, you can play that to your advantage if you're the Falcons.
Hey, remember the last time they were there hollering, Geno.
Yeah, they'll be booing him by the second quarter if he throws a couple interceptions.
Exactly. And so that's what they need to do. They need to take advantage of it. And just put a full game together. That's the biggest thing. Because the one thing about that crowd is if you let them be in the game, they're going to be in the game. That was what Denver did. Denver left them in the game. Denver should have scored them two touchdowns, and they should have been walking to the turnstile. They cannot allow that to happen. We already talked about the whole Kyle Pitts thing. Can they run the football?
Yeah.
They can run the ball on this squad. They get the big man blocked. They get the two inside guys blocked. They can run the football against this team. And just don't let Geno cook. Don't let Geno cook your ass. I mean, don't let him.
Yeah, man. Don't get cooked by Geno Smith.
Yeah, man.
Like, that can't happen. Anyway, kickoff at 4:25 on Sunday. We got you covered all day long. Two Dudes, Same Fantasy from 10 to noon. Also, send your Fantasy Football Friday questions in to Brian and Bo on Twitter at Brian_Gebhardt at Jedi Sports Radio. We'll get to a Fantasy Football Friday at 1:20. Answer all the questions that you have. So send them on over. Wade Ford Tailgate Show from noon to 12:25. Falcons pregame show with Chris Goforth and Hartford LaBelle leading all the way up until kickoff. And then, of course, again, kickoff at 4:25. So be tuned in all day Sunday for all your live and local coverage of the NFL. Let's get to what happened last night in the NFL. Start with Nick Chubb.
Chubb will be the tailback. Froholt the fullback. They turn. They give it to Chubb. He vaults. He spins. He lands. Touchdown! As the Browns go down the field and open up an 8-point lead, Nathan, at 22-14.
If you can't slow down Chubb, man, you can't beat this group. And we kind of knew that, and we didn't get it done. And so we got to own the outcome, and we will. And so there's not a lot really to talk about. We got to look at this tape and learn and get better and get better very fast.
Yeah. I mean, he's about like Jonathan Taylor, the engine. They are. And when you talk about just controlling a game, just give 24 the ball, get the hell out the way, and let him do his thing. And he was able to do it. And, I mean, just the way he glides, and Brian was talking about the jump cuts and all those different things. And, I mean, just ride him. I mean, you're in a short week, everything like that. Give him the football and win the football game. Pittsburgh couldn't do anything offensively, barely anything offensively. Like, it was a horrible first, horrible third. A great second quarter game. Second quarter was great.
It was.
Yeah.
Teams are moving up and down the field.
And then
as bad as those defenses are just so banged up.
Yeah.
I think they made both quarterbacks look pretty decent. Like, I think that's as good as Trubisky can look.
And he was okay. Yeah, he was okay.
I thought Brissett looked really good.
He looked
like Jacoby Brissett might have had the best game of his career last night.
He was cool last night. You were talking in break, man. Amari Cooper's so good. He's so good. I know Dallas didn't want to get rid of him, but,
so good.
You know, they had to.
When he's healthy.
When he's right.
So good.
Dude is dominant, man. But, I mean, then Njoku, look, that's the best I've ever seen him play. And I watch a lot of Njoku because I'm a big fan of him coming out of the draft. Reminds me a lot of Vernon Davis as far as athleticism, the speed and all those different things. That's the best I've seen him play. And he looked good. And I was sitting there thinking, like, what did y'all see? What was he not doing for y'all to go give Austin Hooper $40 million?
Yeah.
What was he not doing?
It's a bad franchise decision is what that is.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously he got his money and everything. Such a good young player. But, the Browns, I mean, they're good. I mean, hell, they should be 3-0.
Could be 3-0.
Yeah, they should be 3-0.
Should be
3-0. And Pittsburgh, they got a long season, man. It's going to be a long season. I would go to the young guy and Kenny Pickett. But
he was asked about that after the game last
night.
What did he say? Definitively no.
No.
That is what Mike Tomlin said when he was asked if there's going to be changes.
Pittsburgh offensive line is not good.
No.
It's not good.
No.
It really isn't. And that could be an issue, especially.
You know who is good? George Pickens.
What? Did you see that grab?
Throwing the ball. Also, Deontay Johnson, no one guarded him for 60 minutes.
Yes.
They tried to. Deontay Johnson was open the entire game.
He had a big drop, though.
If you had a decent quarterback in that game, he would have gone for 200 yards.
Yeah, had a drop.
He did have a
big
drop. Eight catches, 84 yards. But again, like, Trubisky's just, he's what he is.
Yeah.
That's what he can, as good as he can do. Two for 30, 20 for 32, 207 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Like, solid. Get you a week if you need it.
He ran one in.
Yeah. But
Najee
Harris picked up a blitz in a major way in that game.
Yes, he did.
I like watching him run.
Between that and then the touchdown run, how he was running, he ran through old boy's face.
Yeah, come here.
Come here. Let me see your face. Yeah. But his biggest thing is that other little change of pace back there got is real nice.
Yeah.
Warren?
Undrafted Jalen Warren. I thought Benny Snell was going to, I don't know.
I did.
You watched Benny Snell play a lot at Kentucky. You thought he was going to really be.
I did too.
Doesn't even get on the field really outside of special teams. All right. Big college football weekend as well. I mean, Kent State, Georgia kicks us off.
Let's go, baby.
Not gonna sweat much in that one, probably.
They got a dynamic quarterback that can get on the edge and give you some problems, Andy.
He can throw the ball a little bit.
He can spin it, man.
What is it, 44? 45.
Yeah.
45. Here's an interesting one. This is kind of unique a little bit. 45-point spread, Georgia favored.
Uh-huh.
62 is the over-under. So they're not expecting Kent State to do much in that football game offensively, understandably.
Are we going to cover? Where's my South Carolina man, my homie, that hit me last week that said, oh, Georgia's going to win, but they're not going to cover, Randy?
They covered.
Okay.
They covered twice, actually.
You know, me, all I say is, okay. Well, all right.
All I said was, okay.
Yeah, that's all. That's
throw a couple bucks on
it. You know, that's my answer to everything. Okay. Are they going to win?
Mine was put your money where your mouth is.
Did you do it?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I'm going to bet on Georgia to cover every SEC spread all season long.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I'm going to make money.
You're giving up your strategy, man.
No, you can do it too. Like, it doesn't matter. If I do it, you do it. Let's all do it. Let's all make money together. Here's my strategy. You bet on, don't bet on this game. It's a trap. Anything can happen in a 45-point Kent State game.
Yes.
SEC games, bet on Georgia to cover, bet on Georgia Tech not to.
Okay.
Buy your wife something nice at
Georgia
the end
Tech
of the season.
Georgia Tech going to win this
weekend? No, win? What?
You don't think Georgia Tech win this
weekend? No. They're 21-point underdogs.
Are they?
Yeah.
The UCF?
Yeah, man. They're not going
to
win.
They're 21-point underdogs to the Gus Bus?
Yeah.
Oh, I just
not
saw.
Not only are they not going to win, they're not going to cover.
I just saw this.
They're going to get beat by 35.
I forgot the Yankee games on Apple TV.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So if he hits a bomb today, then.
Yes.
Some 29-year-old's
he
calling.
He just missed one. I don't know if you guys saw it. Bottom of the ninth.
Oh, we saw
tie
it.
Game last yes. night. And he
oh,
was
I saw
barely,
it.
Barely
cut
they
in.
Cut
they
in. Cut in.
They cut
they
in every
in
time
they
he was
cut
up.
In.
And I get it. He's going for history. Yeah. Kind of.
Kind
of.
He's
kind
going
of.
For the tie.
He's kind of going for history. He's
going, for
he's going
the tie.
To tie Roger
he's
Maris.
He's going to tie Roger Maris.
Sammy Sosa
it.
Has done better than that three times.
Yes, he did.
Let's just remember that about Sammy Sosa, okay?
Yeah, not that he's
at least the whole plan for the Yankees thing.
Not the fact that he's
not
bleach
that he's
Dracula.
Bleached.
But who cares about the Yankees record, really? Though?
Yeah, who cares?
Interrupting
stuff. It's a Yankees record. Who cares? It's not a baseball record. I know. Hate the Yankees. All right, we'll come back. Roddy Nabalsi is going to join us. We'll talk some Georgia football with Roddy. Interested to see what his intro song is this week, given the opponent. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, but
I remember those
too. With some counterfeits, but now I'm counting
this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. 20 minutes away from Trey Young joining the show. Trey's going to join us from Atlanta Hawks Media Day. Nate McMillan was on with us about 40 minutes ago. If you missed that interview, check it out on the website, Odyssey app. Download the Off the Cuff podcast as well. It'll be out at 2:00 today. We did record one today, and it's pretty damn good. So check it out. But Roddy Nabalsi joins us every single Friday at 11:40. Picks his music. That's his walk-up song for today. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
I'm doing fine, guys. Doing fine. Glad to be with you.
So sit down.
Stay humble.
Stay humbled. Sit down. So basically, don't take your opponents lightly. Be humble, and you're going to be sitting down at halftime.
Could be a lot of sitting down for starters.
See, y'all make this easy. I don't even have to be on the show. I'll just send you a song each week and let y'all figure it out.
It's just sort of like dissect it.
For me.
who gets more snaps tomorrow, Stetson Bennett or Carson Beck?
Stetson. They're going to let him light it up. Yeah, he needs to keep his name in the Heisman race. Not that Kirby Smart's even thinking about that, but it wouldn't hurt if, you know, the guy that was a former walk-on that you brought back from a junior college was in the Heisman race. Even, you know, when you're looking around the nation at trying to lure a quarterback to running back you, and you're able to say, yeah, you know, a bunch of quarterbacks have transferred from Georgia, you know, Justin Fields, Jacob Eason, JT Daniels. But the guys that we put our heart and soul into won us a title and is now in the Heisman race. So we can develop quarterbacks. We just have, you know, guys that weren't getting a lot of playing time. So that doesn't hurt. But so I expect Stetson Bennett to get a lot of the snaps more. And besides, guys, the reason I picked Be Humble by Kendrick Lamar is I've been on a week-long tirade about some of the pundits. There were a lot of pundits who doubted Georgia last year, you know, and they're like, oh, they're going to get blown out by Alabama again. And they did, and through three quarters, it didn't look good. Mm-hmm. But then after they won it, now those same pundits are talking about how Georgia is just, you know, the best team in the nation by far. You know, they're on a different plane. And I just want to pump the brakes a little bit because this is a team that you played a new head coach in his first game ever. You played a small school in Samford, and you played a very bad South Carolina team. Kent State's pretty good. They actually have a really good quarterback, probably the best quarterback they've seen. So people are expecting Georgia to win 90-0. And I'm like, it's going to be an easy win. But at the same time, this team has not been tested yet. You've seen, you know, people picking on Kamari Lassiter, and he gave up some passes. And, you know, Malachi Storks has been really, really good, but there's been some breakdowns there. And Georgia's inside linebackers have been out of position a little bit. And the point being, we need to enjoy this team and enjoy – we could talk about Heisman Trophy stuff and, you know, Mackey Awards and all sorts of stuff like that. But there's still a good Tennessee team out there. There's still a good Kentucky team out there. And the best teams – Georgia hasn't faced the tough teams yet. So let's not give them a national title based on three cupcakes before they actually play the meat of their schedule.
I'm so with you on that one, Rob. But I wanted to ask you this because I was going to get to you about the defense. The last of the whole thing just seemed like he was out of position. He was beat a couple times. They just couldn't get the ball off. But with that being said, Roddy, no sacks. Still, I mean, they're just like, it's just a thing where they just can't get to the quarterback. I mean, and that was always my issue before last year was they got all this stuff. They could stop the run and all those things. Who's going to be that pass rusher? It's just been seemed like it's just been a struggle for them to get the quarterback and get him on the ground.
It has been, but a lot of, again, we're looking at really small sample size, and teams know that you have Nolan Smith out there, that you have Robert Beal, that you have these guys who can come off the edge. Plus, Jalen Carter is going to blow up. You know, he's going to take up two of your offensive linemen. So you're expecting Smile Mondon to come through that A-gap or Pop to come through there. And we saw him. They got multiple pressures last week, you know, on Spencer Rattler. But the teams are doing that pitch and catch. The minute the quarterback gets it, he's chucking it. When you're only holding the ball 1.8 seconds or 2.4 seconds, I don't care how – you could still have Adam Anderson, the fastest outside linebacker I've ever seen at Georgia. Right. He's not going to be able to get to a sack. You know, when the scheme you're going against is pitch and catch, it's just impossible. Plus, you know, they have to take care of – when you want to pressure, that puts your secondary in trouble. It puts stress on them. And that's where you're the youngest across the front out there. So Malachi is really good, and I love watching him play. But there are going to be some teams that are like, hey, where's his eyes on this play? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if we can – and if Georgia brings pressure, let's see if we can trick him.
Right.
Let's see if we can go after Lassiter. Let's see if we can go after Everett, you know. Let's see if we can get some of these freshman five stars. So that is an issue, but – I'm not worried about – just like I'm not worried about the running games, because if you're getting pressure and the quarterback's affected, then it works. And if you're – okay, let's say you're not rushing for 300 yards, but you're giving a two-foot pop pass to Brock Bowers around the edge, well, that's really not a pass. That's a handoff to Brock Bowers where he picks up 17 yards. So the stats may worry people, but I don't think Kirby Smart's really worried about it.
Let me ask you a follow-up on the Stetson thing, because I could sense some sarcasm in your voice, Roddy, about what Kirby may or may not care about. I mean, the next four games, likely Georgia's going to run away with it and have a chance to rest guys in the second half, but you could also pump up Stetson's stats a little bit. Do you really feel like that's something that Kirby does care about and is going to try to do to keep Stetson in that conversation throughout the entire season, the Heisman conversation?
I don't think so. I mean – it's just not worth it when it comes to the possibility of getting your quarterback hurt. Plus, he is so big into development. We've seen this when in the third series of the game against Oregon, second quarter last week, he's bringing in Amarius Mims to play right tackle and then, you know, either taking Warren McClendon out or moving him over to left. He's bringing in, you know, all the defensive linemen. He's bringing in these young defensive backs so that everybody gets a turn. Stetson Bennett is done after this year. Who's Georgia's quarterback next year? Is it Brock Vandegrift? Is it Gunnar Stockton? Is it Carson Beck? Yep. You know, who's going to be the guy? And how many years has he had a quarterback get injured?
Yeah.
You know, you've got Jacob Eason. Jamie Newman just decides, hey, I'm not going to play. Stetson Bennett's been hurt. Juan Mathis has been banged up. You know, it's just the JT Daniels last year. He knows that it's a fragile position. And the stuff that Stetson Bennett does out there on the field, I mean, yeah, he broke a guy's ankles last week. But if that same guy had hit him clean, Stetson's not huge. He could fold him in half. So when someone tries to make him into a pterodactyl or a gammy piece, then, you know, you need to go back to the next quarterback. So he's going to develop his quarterbacks instead of trying to get numbers out there. But I still to that point, he still wants him to put up big numbers so that he stays in that kind of top quarterback thing. Because, look, they don't have a 2023 quarterback committed right now. Mm. And they're going after some 2024 guys. And you want to show that, hey, come to Georgia. We throw the ball. You know, come here and join that quarterback room and get that development. So that's my take.
Can we get Milton? Can we get some shake, Roddy? Like, I mean, I know he's young and everything. And can we get him some shake in the open field? I mean, I was like, okay, he got one man to beat, and the guy tackles him around the waist. I mean, I know he's an inside power runner, but, I mean, like, Elvis somebody, man. Get him with them hips.
Well, to me, it seems like he's caught between two different worlds. It's like he can't decide between I'm going to try to shake this guy, I'm going to get all limber and loose, like you say, and just put a move on him, I'm going to juke him, or I'm going to run him over.
Right.
And it's that indecision that's getting him killed, because when he runs head down with power, he drives over guys and he picks up, you know, 5 yards and sometimes breaks a tackle. But then when he's thinking about, well, maybe I should run right at him like Bill McGee's telling me to, or my instincts when I was in California was to cut on this guy, you know, that, and we saw it in the first three runs of the Oregon game, very pedestrian. Then he got ticked off and ran hard. Next week he ran 10 times, 85 yards, you know, without trying to do anything. Then back at South Carolina, it was the back hemming and hawing. I mean, I want him to commit one way or the other. And I like your take on there, you know, give a guy a shake. But I'm like, if this kid puts his head down in the flats, you know, just runs north-south, he's going to break tackles. He doesn't have to juke these guys. He's bigger than they are. You get a little cornerback out there, nickelback, trying to bring him down. Good luck with that, son, because he's going to kill you. But
yeah,
if you give him that side meat, give him that side meat, he's going to – even that – the guy's going to get you.
Don't give him the side meat. Give him the front meat. Thank you, Roddy.
Appreciate it, Roddy.
We appreciate it, as always. Roddy called Oregon a cupcake, by the way. It's one of my favorite things that's ever been said on the radio show ever.
God.
Three cupcakes, yeah, including the number 11 ranked team in the country. Thank you, Roddy. You're always welcome here.
Yes.
Happy Hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, including their Cask 111, which Bo got me as a birthday gift.
Yeah.
So I got the 111 proof for the weekend.
I didn't get you anything yet.
You don't need
to.
Well,
I usually get you something.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
I was happy Bo did. That was nice.
I usually get you something. I know what I'm going to get you.
You get me friendship and camaraderie 365 days a year.
I mean, I could do better than that, though.
What? Maybe a hug? I don't know. You don't have to. We'll come back. We'll get to Trae Young. Trae Young's going to join us. That Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. You know, the superstar with his own shoe. We're going to talk to him next after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.